Welcome, fellow producers. Today, we're diving deep into the essential world of microtiming, specifically aimed at creating that captivating roll feel in your drum and bass tracks. By the end of this session, you'll not only have a fresh drum loop, but also a powerful understanding of how to enhance the groove in your beats. So, let's get started. First things first, go ahead and open up Ableton Live. Once you're in, set your BPM between 170 and 180, which is that sweet spot for drum and bass. Next, create a new MIDI track for your drums and another for your bass. Now, let's head over to the drum pattern. Select the drum rack and load it into your MIDI track. Choose a punchy kick, a snappy snare, and a closed hi-hat. These sound selections are key to laying down a strong foundation. Start programming a basic pattern using the MIDI note editor. Hit the kick on beats 1, 2, and 3, then place your snare on beats 2 and 4. Add hi-hats on the off beats, think 1.5, 2.5, and so on. Once you've got that in place, duplicate your clip to create 16 bars. This gives you the space you need to develop your groove. Now let's inject some microtiming into our pattern. Select the kick MIDI notes and shift them slightly left, ideally between 10 and 30 milliseconds. This gives the kick a more dynamic presence. For the snare, move those hits just a tad to the right around 5 to 10 milliseconds to create a laid-back feel. Next up, let's add some shuffle to those hi-hats. Navigate to your groove pool by selecting View and then Groove Pool. Drag in a swing preset like Swing 16 onto your hi-hats. Adjust this timing to taste, aiming for anywhere between 10 to 40% swing. Don't forget about velocity adjustments to bring life into your pattern. For the snare, crank up those velocity levels between 100 and 127 for energy, while keeping the hi-hats softer around 40 to 80. Great job so far. Now, let's make our bass line. Create that new MIDI track and load up an operator or a subtractive synth. Program a bass line that complements the kick rhythm, aiming for a simple yet rolling pattern. Here's where microtiming comes back in. Shift your bass notes slightly forward or backward to match the timing of your kick for tight cohesion. Moving on to effects and polishing your creation. Use EQ8 to scoop out unnecessary low frequencies in your hi-hats and snares so that your kick and bass can shine. Next, let's tighten things up using a glue compressor or a drum bus on your drums. A low ratio setting with a fast attack will do wonders, especially for that punchy kick. For a wider sound, add some Ableton reverb on the snare. A subtle delay on the hi-hats will create space and depth, making your overall mix more engaging. Let's take a moment to discuss some common mistakes. One common pitfall is overdoing the timing offsets. Too much microtiming can disrupt your groove, so strive for subtle movements. Also, keep an eye on dynamic range. Each element should complement the others. Harmony is key. For those looking to edge deeper into darker or heavier drum and bass, consider using darker bass presets, particularly with some distortion or saturation. A Reese bass sound can add an incredible sonic depth. Now, let's wrap up with a mini practice exercise. Create a new MIDI loop with just kicks and snares. Experiment with different microtiming settings for each. Layer a separate hi-hat pattern and play around with the groove pool whether you want more swing or less. Finally, craft a bass line to complement your kick pattern, experimenting with both melody and timing. Congratulations! You've just learned how to effectively implement microtiming for that coveted rolling feel in your drum and bass tracks. This skill will evolve your sound and keep the dance floor moving. So get out there and start making some magic. And remember, keep experimenting with what you've learned today. The more you practice, the more impressive your music will become. Now go ahead, roll out some killer drum and bass. Happy producing!